In late October or early November, Lewis received a commission as an ensign in the Virginia militia. When that militia marched home, he volunteered to stay on with a small occupying force charged with patrolling and policing western Pennsylvania under the command of General Daniel Morgan. The enlistment was for 6 months. "I am situated on the Monongahela," he told his mother, "about 15 miles above Pittsburgh, where we shall be forted in this winter. I am in perfect health. I am quite delighted with a soldier's life." He was also feeling the responsibility of being older brother and head of the family. "I would wish Reuben to amuse himself with useful books. If he will pay attention, he may be adequate to the task of running Locust Hill the ensuing year." There was to be more to his decision to stay in the army than his delight at the soldier's life. He informed his mother that, come spring and the end of his enlistment, he would direct my course down to Kentucky, where he intended to speculate in lands. He also planned to pay the taxes on warrant land his mother had inherited from Captain Marks, part of Marks's bonus for his service in the Revolutionary War, so as to prevent its forfeiture to the state as vacant or abandoned land. 2 weeks later, he wrote to ask his mother to send money to pay the taxes on the warrant land and papers proving ownership. He concluded, "I am in perfect health and constantly employed in building huts to secure us from the clemency of the approaching season. Remember me to all the girls of the neighborhood. Your affectionate son." On Christmas Eve 1794, he made his first complaint as an army officer. "I am a more confined overseer here than when at Locust Hill," he wrote, "having been ever since my last letter constantly confined to the hunting department. There is no probability of a cessation of axes until the middle of next month."